I'm Jesse.
I'm Emma.
I'm Dragos, and this is Men I Trust on Records in My Life.
Thanks for being here.
Hi guys, how are you?
Good, great. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Welcome back to Records in My Life. Thanks so much for being on the show again.
You're so welcome.
Thank
Third
you.
Time, right?
You must be, yes. Good memory. Thank you.
Yeah.
Someone remembers. Thank you. How does it feel? I wanted to ask you, because you guys have logged a lot of time on the road and stuff. Before we start talking about records, how does it feel to be playing live again?
Very nice. It's very cool. Yeah. Everything stopped during 2 years for everybody, so yeah, it feels great to be back, and it's more intense because a lot of things have been postponed, so yeah, it feels great to do so much.
Yeah.
It feels great.
And you're finally touring your latest record.
Yeah.
How does it feel to play, two-part question, how does it feel to finally play the songs live? And unfair question, what's your favorite song or one you're most proud of off the record?
Yeah, it's a hard question. My personal favorite is Tree Among Shrub. And yeah, that's
I
my
think
favorite.
Mine is, Sorbitol, the fourth song of the album.
What's Great the motivation song. Behind that song? Just out of curiosity, Sorbitol.
Sorbitol?
Yeah, just out of curiosity.
You want to go ahead with it?
I think it was a temp name. We always have like silly temp yeah. names, and sometimes they stick with us because we kind of get attached to them. And this one was one of your temp names. I don't know where yeah. you took it. Maybe you saw this on a packing or something. Or
yeah. yeah, probably.
It's like but a sort of chemical sugar?
Yes.
Yeah, I think yeah. it is.
That's yeah. why I was curious, because you guys are... You're very happy and positive, and
yeah,
Sorbitol is kind
no.
of like a, it's kind of like one of those.
You just unpacked a secret because this is the only temp name we kept.
It is, but it really also fitted with the lyrics
of course,
too.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
Right.
There's like the Flintstone pills inside them, and I'm pretty
exactly.
sure that the sweetened is pretty chemical.
Yeah.
But yeah, a nice name.
Yeah, thank you.
It's very nice. Thank you again for being on Records of My Life. This show is about you, the artist, and the records that inspired you. What's a record that's lately that you've fallen in love with? Because, you know, we haven't been on the road till recently. Not we, but you guys and other bands. What's one that's kept you motivated?
Latest inspiration, I found a guy. I don't know how I stumbled on him. But he's called Evan Wright. And he just released an album called Songs From Out the Window. And it's pretty good, yeah. Oh, no, it's not songs. It's sound.
Yeah.
Is it sound?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing with record in my life. I'm not really good with album titles. But, yeah.
Me neither.
Yeah, the music's really good. So Sound From Out the Window, Evan Wright, super good. And, yeah, Jesse and Dragos likes it, too.
Yeah, pretty good. It has some really nice harpist chord on it. And I also rediscovered Perfume Genius' Jason song. I really like that one. It's not a record. I don't tend to listen to records that much anymore. And it also has some really nice harpist chord in it.
Fantastic. It's nice that you like the same music when it makes driving a bit easier. Forever's controlling the...
Yeah.
What is a very good... You guys tour like crazy. I mean, before obviously the pandemic, you're road veterans. What's a great record just to relax when you're exhausted to drive to? Driving through Manitoba or Iowa?
I'd say Third Valley is always so good to listen to on the road. It's perfect road music, so I'd choose Third Valley.
The War on Drugs, the last album, like it feels like a like super 80s like
dad
old
rock.
Brian yeah dad rock Brian Adams. It's well, but it's amazing. I could listen to that on repeat.
Yeah.
And on the road it's amazing. Yeah.
What's the last record you bought?
I don't buy a lot of physical LPs anymore. The last one I had were given to me by like friends or like when we do shows. Because I don't have record store near where I live. So yeah, the last album from my friend Tess Roby is the last LP I got. And so yeah, you should get it. It's pretty good.
Is that an unreleased one or because she's dropping
a record?
No, she
just released it. Yeah.
It just dropped?
Yeah.
And I'm you're just a singles guy? I'm a singles guy and I don't tend to listen to music that much, unfortunately.
You do, but it's
my
song
ears
by song.
Are so tired. And on this tour, I've been the driver for one van and I mostly listen to comedy stand ups and I like hearing people talk, yeah. But I totally enjoy music and need to listen to more music to get more inspired for sure. Yeah.
Do you listen to comedy records? Do you have a favorite comedy record? Do you remember? Or?
Comedy records? I don't know. Do you do that anymore? Like DVDs or stuff
they
like
do.
That? I'm a big fan of Norm Macdonald, Bill Burr, and Nathan Fielder. Those are my top three favorite comedians, yeah.
Fantastic. What record do you not leave home without that you will listen to, I guarantee, while you're on the road for 2 months?
Well, I listen to albums on my phone, and I would say, like, throughout my entire life, I had a huge, like, Let It Fair, Let It Core, because, like, they were the CDs my mom was putting in the car. So, like, Scarlet Walk, Tori Amos, and, like, Sarah McLachlan, and, like, all those, like, things that was associating with my mom are now things that I just keep on going back to because it's pretty nostalgic to me. So yeah.
What's a record? Sorry, were you gonna say something else?
I said Scarlet Walk by Tori Amos. So that's the only one that I can remember the name because they were all scratching like out of their boxes.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice Bone-In Tender Ribeye Steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So I just see the picture now online, and I click on it, and that's the way I listen to it.
What's a record that gets no respect that should get respect? It's a tough question. I mean, there's a lot of records out there, right? That get
you know what we argue all the time about.
Oh yeah, but it's not what he meant. I think.
Doesn't have
much. But I'm a really huge fan of NoFX. And she hates NoFX.
I remember this now.
I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah.
It's
probably the band I've been listening like for the longest time.
White Trash, Two Heaps and a Jew. Is that the one you like? Or that was a big one?
That's my favorite one. Yeah. It's a pretty good one, yeah. Yeah. I think my favorite one is Pump Up the Volume.
Pump Up the Volume.
Volume?
I don't know.
I'm not sure. You know?
He's
like, you're looking at me.
Is it volume or Valium?
Valium.
Valium. Okay.
Valium. Okay.
Like,
Valium.
Isn't that a pill?
Yeah.
Yes. Pump up the Valium.
What's a record that will always bring you to tears?
The tears?
Mozart's Requiem, for sure. Yeah. But it's not a record. They didn't have records.
We're just like, we break the rules here.
Yeah,
we're just regular in my life.
At this.
No, yeah. Gonna talk about stand-up comics and.
That's good.
What?
Can I say comics? Is it a thing?
Comics is like more for anime.
Yeah, sorry.
Like, yeah. Stand-up comics? Yeah, no.
Stand-up comics.
Yeah, people call themselves comics.
Yeah, you're right. Well, yeah, we're still tired too. We haven't stopped driving in the past days. It's insane. Yeah.
Thank you again for being on the show. I know it's
thank you so much for having us.
Just a couple more questions, and we'll
can have questions that we can answer properly on camera. That'd be cool.
Yeah. I want each of you to answer this one because it's called Records of My Life, and it's a personal.
We should have rehearsed. I knew it.
What's a flawless record from start to beginning for you?
Yeah, Dark Side of the Moon for sure. Yeah.
Like Dangerous, Michael Jackson. Yeah.
Good one. That definitely holds. Yeah. It holds up there. Now for the fun, stuff. Weed, wine, or water to write or listen to your favorite record?
Weed, wine, or water?
Yeah.
Oh.
I would say wine. Without a doubt. For my
yeah, wine for sure, yeah.
Yeah.
I would say weed because I don't smoke any because it gets me super weird, but I see people, they seem to have fun on it. So, weed.
That's a great answer.
Yeah.
I don't handle weed very well, so I would just go sleep or do anything else rather than composing music. So. Yeah.
But if you like weed, it must be fun.
Alcohol brings a really nice euphoria.
Yeah, for sure.
That makes you go crazy with...
you write
really
music
creative.
On alcohol.
Sometimes.
Yeah, not too much.
Yeah.
Kids, drink responsibly. But yeah.
Record of your high school years, your generation.
Oh, my God.
Bump of the Volume, NoFX.
Yeah. Nirvana, In Utero, and Blink 182, Take Off Your Pants and Jacket.
Me too. I was about to say it.
Okay, I stole it from you. I said it first.
Yeah, you read my mind.
Band telepathy.
Yeah.
What? The same CDs I was talking about like all the Sarah McLachlan thing and yeah. Hmm. Tori Amos and what else? I had the Lauryn Hill album, which I don't know the name, by the way. I know all the songs
education.
On it. Yeah, thank you. The brown one. Yeah.
Beautiful. Coffee with an artist or a glass of wine with an artist alive or dead?
Yeah, a glass of wine with Bach.
Yeah. That would be great.
Yeah, that would be insane.
Alive or dead.
I would be curious to like show him like a Schoenberg in jazz, you know, and see what he thinks about it. Yeah, that would be, I think, yeah.
He would like it, I'm
I'd be even more curious to... see him listen to something than maybe talking about his stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
He would probably be too, I guess. No.
You're probably.
Could you imagine putting on like the headphones, like Bach, like, you know, putting on the headphones for him and playing like just something completely avant-garde? Yeah. He'd just be like, he'd probably like have a nervous breakdown, right?
Or yeah, that would be probably amazing for him. Yeah. And even pop music too. Yeah. Just like percussions and stuff. Yeah.
I'm a huge fan of Kurt Rosenwinkel, guitar player, jazz. He seems to be a super, super funny guy, and he has crazy knowledge, and yeah, I would love to chat with him.
Would you talk to him about the interview he did in France?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a funny interview of him in France. It's awesome. Go watch it. Just write Kurt Rosenwinkel, France interview. And
it's insane, yeah.
It's
pretty
must be
funny.
Terrible.
Yeah.
it's funny because I just met Lizzie from Kuan Bing and we had a super short chat, but she seems super sweet, and if I could get a coffee or a glass of wine right now, it would be with her because she's very friendly, and we're super excited to be opening for them. So she's alive and she's well and she's incredible, and I would have a coffee with her.
That's super sweet. That's fantastic. And final question, words of wisdom for your fans and our audience.
Remember the name of all the albums you listen to. First name.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That'd be mine.
Yeah, no words of wisdom, just thank you so much. Without you, we're nothing, and we love you so much.
Yeah, thanks for your ongoing support.
You're the best.
It means the world. Thank you so much.
That was fantastic. Thank you.
That was the Arashi.
I hope it wasn't too... Was it fun? Did you have a good time?
You shouldn't even play out like this. I like that.
You want us to leave? What?
Hi, I'm Mark Henning, the director and editor of Records in My Life. Guess you liked it because we're here at the end of the video, so hit like, leave us a comment, and subscribe. And if you're feeling supportive, consider clicking over to patreon.com/RIMLTV, and you can help us out there. Cheers. See you next time.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.